Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you're having an awesome day. You're having an awesome day because guess what? One of three things you're doing. You're actually, you know your purpose, and you're walking in your purpose, or you may be pursuing your purpose, or guess what? You're so close to the purpose, you can actually touch it. But you know what? You have to go from one good degree to the next. You have to actually enjoy life. You know, it's so much going on in our world today. So many people have lost hope. But please, please, please do not lose hope. Please lean on God because he has everything under control. We don't. We will never have it under control, okay? But you have to lean and depend on him. You know, a lot of things we can do to, you know, kind of cheer ourselves up. One of the main things that I believe that crosses all barriers, and when I say all barriers, we mean, you know, in regards to ethnicity, in regards of gender, regards of what your purpose is, regardless what you believe or don't believe, music. Music always crosses barriers. I mean, the same person that may not like something politically or something, even, you know, the cultural things, guess what? They may still like the same kind of music. They may still enjoy jazz, the same jazz artist. They may still enjoy the same gospel artist. And they may, you know, they may like Beyonce still. They may still, you know, enjoy Prince music. They may, you know, seniors, you know, I can't think of her name now, but Yolanda Adams. All these, you know, music does that. And we want to actually talk, you know, to an awesome, to a legend. I mean, we want to know, we're going to talk about a lot of things, but, you know, I guess what people want to know now is how can we, you know, make ourselves feel better? And, you know, how can we walk in our purpose? You know, and music is a great thing that offers the world to bond us together. You know, remember the song back in the day, We Are the World? It bonded so many different people that believed different things and actually stood for other things. But, you know, you can come together like people come together with sports as well. But we don't want to delay. We want to welcome. We're gonna have a great conversation. We want to welcome none other than the music legend, Perry Green. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm glad to be here. Praise God.
Well, welcome to Good Deeds. We just thank you so much for being here and taking time out your busy schedule to be with us.
You know, I was listening to that comment that you just made. That's a very, very important comment. A lot of people don't understand that. This is what I do myself. I listen to music to calm myself down. You have to listen to the right type of music that calms you down. There's music out there that is wicked. People don't understand. They don't even understand what it's doing to their minds. It's the type of music that you listen to. And just like you just said, there's no problem listening to R&B, Beyonce, jazz, or that type of music. I listen to all different types of music, but I don't listen to music that has derogatory, cursing, all that crazy stuff. That is the music of, I don't even want to say, but it's not good for your soul. No, it's really not good for you. Listen to positive music. Positive. It doesn't have to always just be straight gospel, but it has a positive flow. Music relaxes you. I don't know about how it does it to me. I'm totally relaxed. Before I even came on the radio show, I've been listening to music all day. That calms me down, puts me in the right mood. It sets my path. Music is the key.
I believe that. That's very powerful, what you're saying. That's powerful, what you're saying. But, you know, Terry Green, I want to ask, because you're the music legend. I mean, you have really done some amazing things. Just tell our listening audience, the people that's listening live, and, of course, the people that's going to be listening to the archive, just tell us a little bit more about yourself and, you know, the things that's going on in your world.
But in my world right now, I've been putting out, like, flyers, posters. I've been posting different things in all of my social networks. I want people to know. They do know, but I like to update people to keep them updated and what's really happening with me. At the moment, I'm working on my personal CD. 7 years that never came out. I was working with so many other different people that I really didn't have the time. I had a catalog of songs. I just didn't have the time to put them out. My focus was on the artist who I was working with. And when I work with an artist, I really try to achieve something. I don't just work with an artist. I want to see this artist nominated for a Grammy, nominated for this, got that, got an award, got that award. That's where I'm at. But now my focus is on the Terry Green. I call it the Terry Green machine. It's on me. I have so many songs that I recorded. And through the years, through the seven-year period, everyone's been asking me, Terry, where's the music? When are you going to put some more stuff out? When are you going to put something out? So finally, I'm getting ready to release a single the end of this month. But let me explain it to you. I have a whole album that I never released. It's on the jazz, pop, R&B, gospel. It has a lot of different flavors to it. I'm going to release the single from that the end of this month. But that's not my gospel CD. I'm working on my gospel CD. And then that gospel single is going to come out. And that's going to be another album. So it's all happening this year. The video, the two CDs coming out. I mean, it's all me. It's all me. I hate to say this, that God has blessed me with so much talent. You know, back in the days when I was really out there, and I'm still out there, what I'm saying is when I was really focused out there as an artist doing all the traveling and all the different things that I was doing, everybody used to compare me to, even when they listen to my music now, the first thing they say is, oh, man, say, man, you're gifted like Prince. You know, you're like Prince. But those guys that people ask me, when they listen to my music, you know what they ask me? They say, well, who's the band? I said, there is no band. I'm the band. I'm the band. I go in a recording studio. All I need is the engineer. I tell the engineer, this is the sound I want. This is what I need. It's just him and me. And when I come out, I sound like a whole band. Like I had a whole lot of people in the studio with me, but I only had me in there. This is what Prince used to do. He recorded his own stuff. There's a lot of gifted artists out there that does the same thing, but they just don't. They've never been discovered. And I try to tell artists all the time that no matter what you go in the studio and produce, you need promotions and marketing. Without that, you can have the baddest CD in the world. No one's going to hear it. You need promotions and marketing. They spend all their money in the recording studio. And then next, where are you going to go next? Oh, I ran out of money. Oh, what are you going to do? You're going to take your CD and put it on the wall in your house or use it for a cup holder. Nothing's going to happen. You got to invest that money back into your career. I talk about this all the time. All the time. My 37 going on, 38 years experience in the music industry. This is why they call me. I didn't name myself this. They call me Terry Green, the music legend, Terry Green mogul. There's a reason why they do that is because I'm always up to date to what's going on right now. Right now, I'm up to date. I stay up to date. I stay focused on what's going on in my music and in my ministry. There are quite a few things I'm doing. There's right now, as well, also, I have some people writing a book. I wanted to talk to you about this, too. They're writing a book on my life. I was going to approach you on this, but somebody else, they got to me. And they're writing a book on my career right now, my 37 years in the music industry. That's what they're doing as we speak right now. I have the tour. It's called the Phase 7 Tour. I'm in contact with people over in Nigeria, Africa, Kenya. I'm trying to take this big tour over to Africa and around the world. I've done it before, so I'm bringing that back into perspective. And also I have Terry Green's live gospel show. But that doesn't matter because I love to be on everybody else's shows too. I love to do that, and I love people to be on my show. I love it. I love what I do. I love helping people. And I know you love helping people too. That's all you do. You know, I love that about you. You're always helping everybody. You're always helping everybody. And then you'll turn around and then you promote everybody. See, people think you're not doing, people are not on your radio show because you want them on your radio show. There's a reason why you want people on your radio show. It's because you are helping them. There are a lot of radio shows, they'll put a thing together for you, then you're on your own. But you come right back and you promote those flyers that you put out. You promote that artist that's going to be on your show. And that's what you're supposed to do. I mean, that's what I do. I do the same thing. I do exactly the same thing. And I wish you would have told me about your book before you put, when is that book coming out?
Exactly, September the 24th. It's coming, it's pretty close.
Okay. When I saw that, I was like, oh my God. You know, well, she didn't know me long enough for her to even ask me to even do that. But I've been in quite a few books like that where I wrote a chapter, was in a major books and stuff like that. And that's the kind of book that you're doing. Make sure you look out for me the next time because I'll put a page in there.
I will. You're just so amazing. You're amazing. Let me ask you this, because let's go back a minute, because you're saying something very powerful that a lot of people, we miss even what we're talking about in regards of production of a, you know, when you write a book and people forget it when you, you know, really every business that you have, people miss the marketing and the promotion part. But let me ask you this. Because a lot of people ask me this question as well. You know, when you have a product, we're going to say a track that you have to come out, or even a book, you know, it'll apply the same.
That's true.
Should you start promoting it before it comes out, or do you wait till it comes out and you promote it?
No.
A lot of people make that mistake.
No. It has to always say coming soon. You have to start promoting it then. Just like on my, like I was telling you, on my single, my daughter and I, my daughter runs the graphic department. We're 19 years old. I love her. We're working on the CD cover right now for the single. So you're going to see me. I'm going to promote that. Even though that single's coming at the end of this month, you're going to see me pasting that single, that CD cover all over the place. You have to promote it. See, if you do it then, you don't lose your audience. There's nothing for them to look for. What are they going to look for? If you don't start promoting it, I don't care if it's coming out next year. You have to promote it all the way up for this year into next year until it actually comes out. Because if you wait till the last minute and say, oh, the book is done, the album is done, I'm going to put it out tomorrow, that's not going to help you. No one's going to buy it. They're going to buy it. You got to put it in their face. In their brain, in their memory, letting them know that this is it, it's coming soon, it's coming now. Look for it. You have to do that. You have to do it. But you know, fortunately enough, a lot of people, and I kind of like hate because people do this. Just like take someone like myself. And you, I'm going. You know, this is God having the truth. I'm telling the truth. Why do people hate on you? Because God bless you. These are the gifts that God gave us. Everyone has a gift. Use the gift that God gave you. He did not create you for nothing. He didn't create you to say, "Hey, you are a bomb." He did not create you for that reason. You have to find your own niche. Find your own niche and work that. Anyone in this world can be a millionaire. It is not impossible. Find your niche. All you need to do is find your niche, work it. Just like me. When I got into the gospel arena, in 2002. I went to God and I said, Lord, you want me to do this? Finally do this. And I said, I don't have any connections whatsoever in gospel. I don't even know how to do gospel. And the Lord spoke to me and said, in a big, loud voice, the door is open. You know, and I said, How? How is it awkward? I don't have anything. But you know, by the end of that same year, I had music on Billboard magazine. On the Billboard charts. Mm-hmm. So nothing is not impossible. It's not impossible. So I've been going in gospel since 2002. And if anyone has ever seen everything I'm posting, or even look at my flyers, look at the awards that are on my flyers. A lot of people question it. They say, oh, man, you know, anybody can do a nice website. They can do nice flyers. I say, listen, if you really want to see my stuff, I said, go to Cherry Green's music page, click on photos, and you will see what I did was I posted the Soul Train Award stuff, the letters from Don Cornelius and Quincy Jones. Fine. I posted the letter there. And I posted the wheel number 12 on the list. And I also put my Billboard, some of the Billboards, there should be like 89 Billboard charts there. I can't create Billboard charts. They can't spread out the magazine. Top gospel album, top hip-hop crossover, number 35, number 14. These are from different artists, different CDs that I did that was on Billboard. I've also, because I've been sick for the last couple of years, I'm doing a whole lot better than I was doing, but in 2015, last year, I was invited to the Oscar Awards. Every year they invite me to the Grammys. But for the last 2 years, I have not been able to do too much of nothing because I have been very ill and get my health and everything back together. Things are looking up. So that's why now I'm coming out screaming now. I'm coming out full force, full blast. that's exactly what I'm doing. You know, from lost time. I'm not going to really call it lost time because it's God's plan. That's it. I'm doing what he wants me doing. He wants me to do the way he wants me to do it. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah, I believe that. So you're coming back, as some of the old people say, you come back with a force when something happens. Lord have mercy. But let me ask you this. You know, when you have, because I always love to ask people's opinion about this, because people always ask me how I juggle or how I keep things balanced and all the things that, you know, that I do. But you actually have a lot on your plate as well that God has entrusted you. What are some things that you do that you try to implement, you know, in regards of trying to keep that balance of? So you'll spend time with this, spend time with that, but everything, of course, you know, will be done in the spirit of excellence.
Okay. that's a great question. And the audience that's listening to this, please don't take it hard. Okay? This is exactly what I do. When you're focused and you are in God's favor, it doesn't matter who anyone is, whether it's your sister, brother, mother, father, family, anybody, if they're not on that spiritual realm with you, they're there to distract you. And that distraction is coming from another force. So that's what I do. I separate myself from people that aren't in the land that I'm in. You have to. If you don't, if you're in the land, you got friends that are in drama land, how are you going to focus on what you're doing? So I stay away from it. I leave the drama crew over there. I leave the good crew with me. The godly crew. That way I can focus. I can keep my focus on God first, my focus on what I'm doing, and I have no distractions whatsoever. See, when I see distractions come, I immediately weed them right out. I weed them out. I weed them out. And I call those attacks. Those are attacks. Because you are going to be attacked every day, every second of your life, all over the world. Attacks are going to come. They do come. And if you don't know how to, like you said, the main key is separate yourself from what's wicked and stay with what's good and godly. That's how I do it. I let nothing wicked get in my way. Nothing.
Yeah, you have to do that, ladies and gentlemen. You have to do that because, you know, a lot of times distractions will come and they'll come stacked all up, as my niece said. She said, stack messed all up because, the devil kind of sensed that you actually are close to your purpose or and impacting people's lives. So that's when you actually go through one thing after another. By the time one get done, you're into something else. But let me ask you something, because, all the names that you actually have worked with, I love Prince, Alicia Keys, all the way from, just people that we know we like. Tony, MC Hammer, all the people, Stevie Wonder, the people, Temptation, I have to say Earth, Wind, and Fire. Now,
right.
From, what people have told me, when you work with people that's in the spotlight, you need to keep your own creativity, your own, be your own person, Terry, you can kind of learn from other people, but you actually need to keep your own, originality. What's your take on that, Terry, that is, has happened in your career? Because, you see so many artists doing this, that, and that, but what should, our listening audience that's actually trying to birth that or trying to go to the next level in their career?
Well, what I got in the music business, on the real professional level, I mean, this is what I was doing every day. I mean, I was going to Stevie's studio. I mean, I was hanging around with Marla Gibbs, George Jefferson, Red Fox, Sammy Davis. I was with everybody in the industry. And this is what I had gathered from these people. They really hate what you call star stalkers. They are normal people just like you and I. They hate that. I mean, I used to go to these guys' house and eat collard greens, cornbread, I mean, come on. These are people, they're like regular people, but the public doesn't know that. The public doesn't get to see them that way because they're in the public's eye. And I never did, not for one second. This was prophesied to me a long time ago, back in 1972. I was told that I was going to meet Bill Mons, all of these people. I was going to be working with all of these people before it even happened, and that it was not going to mean anything to me. They weren't going to mean anything to me. Like, they told me that you're not going to be star-tripping, and I didn't. When I got in it, they were like regular, everyday people to me. I never did. Let me get your autograph. Let's take pictures together. I never tripped. I never tripped, and I stayed in my lane. You have to know who you are. You have to know who you are, because you're somebody too. So you can't be tripping and saying, like these fans, they trip. You can't do that. They only trip because they really don't know these people. These people, they don't want the paparazzi. They don't want that craziness. They don't want you bothering them, because they are regular people just like us. And if anyone ever studied their background, where they came from before they became famous, you would know that. You would know that. Half of these people, I mean, there's a lady that just did an article. Did you read that article that lady, that blogger wrote on me?
Mm-hmm.
It's on my,
mm-hmm.
Okay. I was talking about a lot of that on that article. She was asking me similar questions like that. And I was saying to her that how I started out with $100 in my pocket. I was determined to make it. Went all the way out to L.A. I didn't trip off of no artist, nobody, no. And guess what? I had the ultimate respect. They treated me like a human being. They told me they didn't like people approaching them like that, that they just wanted to be normal. But the difference was, they said, man, I can't go outside no more. See, I lived in L.A., and I was working with all these different people, and I left L.A. because I got tired of that. Like, if I'm with these people, everybody want autographs. They want my autograph. They want to take pictures with me because I'm with them. So I'm like, I really got sick and tired of that. I just wanted to be myself. They wanted to be themselves. I moved down to Oakland, California. Then when I moved down to Oakland, then that's when I started working with, that's when the MC Hammer, Digital Underground, Tony, In Vogue, and all those people, all that came together through my partner who I met, Joe Capers. We're working on that movie for 4 years now, on this documentary movie. That should be coming out in the film festival pretty soon. We're just about trying to wrap that up. But I work with a lot of famous people. A lot of famous people. And people ask me all the time. This is the question people ask me. Jared, how can you work with all those different people and be around all those different people and you don't trip? You don't have your nose stuck up in the air. I said, Dennis, nose stuck up in the air for what? They'd be surprised that I'm just me. I'm just a regular person. I'm a regular person. You know who I trip on? I trip on God. I worship God. God is my stuff. He gave it all to me. He made it possible to me. That's who I worship. That's who I look up to. I don't look up to any of that other stuff. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. It doesn't. And I don't like people. You know, when I meet new people, I meet them all the time. They say to me, they say, Jerry, man, I didn't think that you would be a man of your caliber. I talked to you on the phone, man. You act like I'm Joe Blow, you know, right next to you. You know what I'm talking about. I said, look, that's my personality. That's how I am. But, man, you don't work with it. I said, don't worry about that. It means nothing to me. It doesn't mean a thing. I give all glory to God. Regardless of whatever happened in my life, where God positioned me at, I give him the credit for it. I don't take no credit for that. Not at all. I'm in the business to save lives, help people, do what God wants me to do, and be an inspiration around the world to other people. That's all I want.
That's it. And I tell people all the time, Terry, if you do that, the money would not chase you down. It'll run you down. You won't have any problems with that. But let me tell you, you know, time goes by so quickly here. Please tell us again, you know, anything you have, or, you know, last-minute things you have on your heart. And then please follow up of how we can get in contact with you, how we can actually also support you on the social media network as well.
Well, you could actually, let me give you my website. My website has a lot of my information on it. That would be www.faith, not spelled up the real way, but faith. God gave this to me. It's FA7, the number 7, ITH, music, MUSIC, ministries, Zola, YOLA, site, SITE.com. And I'm on, if you look at the flyer on Facebook, if you're on Facebook and you look at the flyer, it has all of my links on there, on the flyer. You know, where I'm at in all the social networks, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, I'm all over the place. So you can virtually catch me anywhere and communicate with me anywhere, and, of course, the website as well. Did I miss any part of what you was the question that you were asking me?
Oh, no, you did it. Absolutely wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You know, it's just amazing, ladies and gentlemen, the people that, you know, God sends our way to share, you know. Now, these are some powerful nuggets. You need to, you know, listen to it again and share with your friends and family, because, you know, you have to make sure you stay authentic to yourself. But, Terry, we want to thank you so much. You've been an awesome, awesome guest for being here again, actually, on Good Deeds. And we just thank you so much for being in your purpose. And if you need us for anything, you know, please, please, please do not hesitate to get in contact with us.
The same thing here. Anything that you need or anything that you ask me to help you do, I'm with you. I'm here. No problem at all. I'm gonna go back to the real thing. Now, you said something very powerful too. See, people get into ministry. They get into ministry for one main reason, and it's not right. For money. Do not get in ministry for money. Because God is going to bless you with the money anyway. If he knows your heart and your mind and you're in it for money, there are no blessings. But if he knows that you're in it for him to help save lives and do what you're supposed to do the correct way, then you won't have to worry about anything. No food on the table, roof over your head, how you going to get around. There are no worries. None. God will take care of his own, and he always does that. He always does that. A lot of people say, well, you know, I'm struggling. Listen, the storm. A lot of people can't weather. See, they're good when everything is going good. But let that hurricane come. Let the storm hit them. That thing knocks them off their feet, and they're like, oh, my God, I don't know what to do. You know what you need to do? Gather up some faith from somewhere. You better trust in somebody, but don't trust in man. Trust in God. Put him first. Trust in God. Follow his way. Follow his lead. Follow the most powerful Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. If you don't know the Holy Spirit, ask God to show it to you and find it. You'll be fine.
Yep, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. You got to do it. You got to have that personal relationship. But we thank you so much. Thank you so much, Terry, for being here with us. Terry Green, you're awesome, and we just thank you so much for being here on Good Deeds.
No problem. You're awesome, too. Now, I follow you all over the place. You are awesome, and I love everything that you do, and I love you. I love you for the things that you do for people, for mankind. I love it.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have another powerful session here on Good Deeds. You know, if you want to get in contact with us and you want to know more about our advertiser, our sponsorship, if you want to know about our publishing company, the products and the events we have coming up, if you want to know anything about our nonprofit organization, the Sunday Foundation, please go to our website, www.reneesunday.com. Again, that is www.reneesunday.com. Just want to remind you that you do have a call and you do have a reason that you're on earth right now. So you got to believe, you got to trust, and you have to walk out your destiny. And we love you here on Good Deeds. And, you know, this is Dr. Renee Sunday, and this is Good Deeds. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.